Good job. All right. Thank you so much. New Beginnings, Volume 27, Issue 4, July, August 2014. The topic of this month's newsletter is Exercise Your Independence. Some of the topics in this issue of the newsletter are help available for skyrocketing electricity and heating expenses, a welcome to Medicare seminar, an ice cream social fundraiser, table tennis, and bicycling on the three-night sale. All of the above are covered in this issue of the newsletter. The letter from the director's desk, who is Lori Jennings Harris, and Lori is the Department of Aging and Human Services director. Exercise your dependence, your independence. The 4th of July is a time when we celebrate our nation's independence. It is also a time we may remember how we individually exercise independence. For some, it's the ability to participate in sports activities that keep the body healthy and strong, like playing softball or even pickleball, which uses a paddle and is played on a court. Pickleball combines badminton, tennis, and ping pong and is quickly becoming a favorite sport among the pickleballers. For others, a walk in the park or along the shores of one of our local beaches is what independence looks and feels like. Still others who are limited by either physical or cognitive challenges may have the ability, with the help of family, friends, and formal in-house services, like the ones organized by Lori's staff, to remain in their home with independence. Once the retired members of our community have seen their children grow to adulthood and have worked for many years, they often have much more to give and to do so as a volunteer. Many people are called to serve their community by exercising their flexibility with time, their skills, knowledge, and compassion when helping others. Yet another way is to exercise independence is by staying informed about issues, programs, and services that may impact how we live, our quality of life, and our future. Having the ability to support oneself as a resident of independent housing, recognizing the need for emotional support or intervention for an addiction to alcohol or drugs demonstrates one's choice to exercise their choices for help. The Department of Aging and Human Services is here to help support independence of our seniors and for people with disabilities in our county. If you are in need of information about available supportive services, or if you need a ride to your doctor's appointments, or are interested in our sports programs, and enjoy the popular Learning is for Life tours, or just need help in your home with meals, the department staff members are ready and willing to assist you. As well, there are many others the department may be part of helping our area's older adults and individuals with disabilities remain independent. So, how do you exercise your independence? This is a hello from Christina Hilliard. Christina Hilliard is an administrative person with human resources and payroll. The article is, my background is administrative with human resources payroll. It is wonderful being able to offer someone just the right job, enrolling them in benefits during orientation and training, and dealing with the other challenges of solving in-house HR issues. My career began with the FBI in Washington, D.C., offering memorial experiences, issuing and tracking FBI-issued property, including credentials and badges, and watching agents in training on the obstacle course for driving and shooting. I trained agents at Quantico in new software and worked on special data projects, including travel to Arizona. The only downside was commute from Southern Maryland, so over the years I moved my employment from D.C. to St. Mary's, with nonprofits or companies that help the community. For instance, Melwood, Southern Maryland Community Network, and DCFS at PG Hospital. I'm really happy to be here working with the Senior Rides Program. I have volunteer experience with domestic violence, such as Safe Harbor, CMH Crisis Line, Charles County Health Department, Project Echo, Birthright, and No Kill Shelters. I have a wonderful family that supports each other and five dogs. We have four pit bull mixes and a Shih Tzu poodle who is 14 years old. They keep me busy, but I wouldn't change it most days. I would probably have more dogs if I could, and maybe one day I will be able to do more for unwanted dogs, especially pit bulls. Some of the department staff was honored by the county commissioners, and they are Alice Allen, who is the manager of Senior Center Operations with the St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services, Dreema Russell, who is the food service technician at the Law for Senior Activity Center, and Shelley Graziano, who is the senior program specialist at Law for Senior Activity Center. They were all honored by the Board of Commissioners as nominees for Manager of the Year, which was Alice, and Shelley and Dreema were Employee of the Year. This is an article by Barbara Hack, and it is entitled Nutrition Corner. For many, celebrating Independence Day means family, friends, and a backyard barbecue. The American Cancer Society and the American Institute of Cancer Research remind us to grill safely to decrease your risk of developing cancer, especially colon and stomach cancer. Traditional grilling combines meat with intense heat. Research has suggested that the muscle proteins of red meat, poultry, and seafood react under high heat to form carcinogenic compounds called heterocyclic amines, or HCAs. The DNA of our genes can be damaged by HCAs and contribute to the process of cancer development. Follow the tips below to reduce the formation of HCAs in grilled food. And here are those tips. First, choose lean cuts of meat and trim any excess fat. The fat dripping onto hot coals causes smoke that contains potential carcinogens. Limit meat, poultry, and seafood portion sizes and cut them into smaller pieces to shorten cook time. Use a marinade. Studies have shown that marinating your meat before grilling can decrease HCA formation by up to 96%. Avoid charring meat or eating parts that are especially burned in black. They have the highest concentrations of HCAs. Flip meat frequently to reduce charring. Reduce the heat cooking at slightly lower temperatures. Reducing the heat at slightly lower temperatures is enough to substantially reduce HCA formation. You can grill vegetables and fruit. Many of the chemicals that are created when meat is grilled are not formed during the grilling of vegetables or fruits, so that you can enjoy grilled, flavor-free grilled vegetables. So here is a recipe for grilling some vegetables. It's half bell pepper halves, yellow squash, zucchini, Japanese eggplant. Slice all of them lengthwise. You can add cremini mushrooms and trimmed green onions and asparagus. And you use a quarter of a cup plus 2 tablespoons of olive oil, freshly ground pepper, 3 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar, 2 garlic cloves minced, 1 teaspoon of chopped fresh Italian parsley leaves, 1 teaspoon of chopped fresh basil leaves, and 1/2 teaspoon of finely chopped rosemary leaves. You place a grill pan over medium-high heat, and you brush the vegetables with 1/4 cup of the oil. You sprinkle the vegetables with salt and pepper, and working in batches, grill the vegetables until tender and lightly charred all over. And that takes about 8 to 10 minutes for the bell peppers, 7 minutes for the yellow squash, zucchini, eggplant, and mushrooms, and 4 minutes for the asparagus and green onions. You can arrange the vegetables on a platter. The key to keeping those great grill marks is to not shift the vegetables too frequently once they've been placed on the hot grill. After you've grilled them, you can whisk 2 tablespoons of oil, the balsamic vinegar, the garlic, parsley, basil, and rosemary in a small bowl, and you can add some pepper to taste, and you drizzle that over the herb mixture over the vegetables, and you can either serve them warm or at room temperature. This is an article in the National Family Caregiver Support Program, and it was written by Rebecca Kessler, who is the Division Manager of Home and Community-Based Services. The purpose of the program and how it works. The National Family Caregiver Support Program, established in 2000, provides grants to states and territories based on their share of the population age 70 and over. The program funds a range of supports that assist family and informal caregivers to care for their loved ones at home for as long as possible. Families are the major provider of long-term care, but research has shown that caregiving exacts a heavy emotional, physical, and financial toll. Many caregivers who work and provide care experience conflicts between these responsibilities. 22% of caregivers are assisting two individuals, while 8% are caring for three or more. Almost half of all caregivers are over age 50, making them more vulnerable to a decline in their own health, and one-third describe their own health as fair to poor. The National Family Caregiver Support Group offers a range of services to support family caregivers. Under the program, states provide five types of service: information to caregivers about available services, assistance to caregivers in gaining access to the services, individual counseling or organization of support groups and caregiver training, respite care, and supplemental services on a limited basis. These services work in conjunction with other state and community-based services to provide a coordinated set of supports. Studies have shown that these services can reduce caregiver depression, anxiety, and stress, and enable them to provide care longer, thereby avoiding or delaying the need for costly institutional care. While the Aging Network has always been involved with meeting the needs of both care recipients and family caregivers, by creating the National Family Caregiver Support Program, Congress explicitly recognized the important role that family caregivers occupy in our nation's long-term services and support systems. As of the 2006 reauthorization of the Older Americans Act, the following specific populations of family caregivers are eligible to receive services. 1. Adult family members or other informal caregivers age 18 and older, providing care to individuals 60 years of age and older. 2. Adult family members or other informal caregivers age 18 and older, providing care to individuals of any age with Alzheimer's disease and related disorders. 3. Grandparents and other relatives, with the exception of not parents, 55 years of age and older, providing care to children under the age of 18. And 4, grandparents and other relatives, not parents, 55 years of age and older, providing care to adults age 18 to 59 with disabilities. Each family caregiver presents his or her own unique needs and preferences for the types of programs and services they wish to receive at any given point in time. Further, the programs and services that are available vary from state to state and community to community. Fortunately, a number of national organizations and programs exist to help inform and support program development and innovation. Please see the resources and links below for additional information regarding research, technical assistance, and support for program development. And these links are the Department of Health and Human Services Administration on Aging. The website is www.aoa.gov/aoaprograms/hclTC/caregiver/index.aspx. To contact the National Family Caregiver Program Coordinator in St. Mary's County, call Stacy Prinky at 301-475-4200, extension 1056, or you can email stacy.prinky@stmarysmaryland.com. Maryland Access Point, or MAP, Aging and Disability Resource Center. Maryland Access Point is a gateway for older adults and individuals with disabilities. It is a statewide resource for information and assistance about long-term services and supports to help individuals to remain at home and plan for future needs. State partners include the Maryland Department of Aging, Disabilities, and Health and Mental Hygiene, as well as the Regional Centers for Independent Living. MAP is part of the National Aging and Disability Resource Center initiative that provides a visible and trusted place to access information and assistance. To contact us at MAP, you can write to MAP, M-A-P, 23115 Leonard Hall Drive, Post Office Box 653, Leonardtown, Maryland 20650, or you can call 301-475-4200, extension 1057. Vitamin D deficiency, a common risk factor for seniors. And the author of this is Dr. Chris Elades. Years ago, doctors were mainly concerned about vitamin D deficiency in children. Foods were fortified with vitamin D to prevent the bone disease called rickets. Now we know that rickets was only the tip of the iceberg and that seniors are also at high risk for vitamin D deficiency. According to a recent study in the Journal of Aging, Age and Aging, vitamin D deficiency may contribute to osteoporosis, muscle weakness, hip fractures, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, arthritis, and poor health in general in seniors. Some sources of vitamin D. Vitamin D is not common in many foods, but it is very important for helping your body absorb the calcium you need to build bone strength. Vitamin D also helps you fight off many diseases and is important for proper nerve function. Some sources of vitamin D include cod liver oil, salmon, mackerel, tuna, beef liver, cheese, and egg yolks. And some vitamin D fortified foods are milk, breakfast cereals, and juice drinks. Also, sunlight. For most people, exposure to sunlight is the most important source of vitamin D. Sunlight converts cholesterol to vitamin D in the body. Also, you can take a vitamin D supplement. Between 2005 and 2006, the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey found that only about one-third of Americans were getting enough vitamin D in their diet. A recent study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine suggests that older adults can reduce the risk of bone fractures by taking a supplement of vitamin D every day. This is an article on concerning senior information and assistance by Debbie Barker, the Senior Information and Assistant Manager. And this is on summer office hours. Beginning the end of July through the end of December, Melissa Meatyard Craig will not be available at the Northern or Loughborough Senior Activity Centers. Debbie Barker will meet with individuals at the Garvey Senior Activity Center in Leonardtown on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Tuesday, and the Loughborough Senior Activity Center on Fridays. Ms. Barker will be available to assist with energy assistance, property tax credit, Medicare, housing, and other issues during that time. To schedule an appointment with Debbie Barker, call 301-475-4200, extension 1064. Home improvements. Christmas in April is currently accepting applications for their Neighbors Helping Neighbors Day, which will take place the last Saturday in April of 2015. Older adults, people with disabilities, and low-income homeowners are encouraged to apply to receive free help for home repairs. Applications are due by October the 15th and are available at all senior activity centers, or you can call 301-884-2905. Help for skyrocketing electricity and heating expenses. The Southern Maryland Tri-County Community Action Committee Incorporated Office of Home Energy will begin accepting applications for the 2015 program year on July the 1st. This program provides financial assistance to residents who meet program requirements with their electric and heating expenses. Eligibility is determined by the gross household income for everyone living in the residence, which is based on 175% of the federal poverty level. Income levels vary depending upon the number of individuals residing at the property, with a one-person household maximum of $1,702 per month and $2,294 for two people. Income that is received within 30 days prior to making application is considered. Social Security, annuities, pensions, IRA distributions, wages, child support, etc. are all considered countable income. The value of assets such as bank accounts, real estate, IRAs, CDs, etc. are not considered to determine eligibility. In addition to meeting income criteria, applicants must also be Maryland residents, U.S. citizens, or qualified immigrants, have an electric account in their name, be able to provide proof of all household income received within the last 30 days, identification for the applicant, Social Security cards for all household members, and a copy of a rent receipt, if applicable. Individuals over the age of 60 may apply at the Garvey Law Firm or Northern Senior Activity Center by calling 301-475-4200, extension 1050 for an appointment. Persons under the age of 60 years old may apply through the Southern Maryland Tri-County Community Action Committee by calling 301-475-5574, extension 200, and you can get an appointment. The Law Enforcement Officers of the Year. The St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services, Triad/SALT, which is seniors and law enforcement together, their council and the Board of County Commissioners for St. Mary's County sponsored the 14th annual Law Enforcement Appreciation Day ceremony on Tuesday, May the 13th. The ceremony was held at the Southern Maryland Higher Education Center on Airport Road in California, and it pays tribute to law officers who have perished in the line of duty, as well as honoring the Officer of the Year from each county agency based on outstanding service to the community. The citation was awarded to the Maryland State Trooper of the Year, Corporal Rick Starlepper, of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. Focus on Fitness. This is an article by Alice Allen, the division manager of the Senior Center Operations. Each July 4th, Americans celebrate independence with parades, fireworks, family and community gatherings, and cookouts. It's an important national holiday and a big deal. As individuals, independence is also incredibly important. For most people, maintaining their independence while aging is one of the most important goals of life. We want to age well and healthfully so as not to be a burden on others, to be self-reliant and self-sufficient. Regular exercise or physical activity is an important ingredient in aging healthfully and maintaining independence. According to the National Institutes of Health, older Americans who want to stay healthy and independent should take part in four types of exercise. And they are strength exercises. Strength exercises build muscles, keep your bones strong, and increase your metabolism. This helps to keep your weight and blood sugar in check. Secondly, balance exercises. Balance exercises help prevent falls by building leg muscles, and falls are often quite disabling, resulting in reduced independence and mobility. Even the fear of falling can reduce independence. Third, stretching. Stretching exercises improve ease of movement, which helps you to be more active as you age. And finally, endurance. Endurance exercises are any activities that increase your heart rate and breathing for an extended period of time. Examples of endurance exercise include walking, jogging, biking, and swimming. Taking part in regular physical activity will improve your quality of life. It will help you to remain independent. It will help you to live better and longer. Your nearby Senior Activity Center offers a variety of options for physical activity. from exercise equipment available for you to use on your own to structured fitness classes to dance classes to walking clubs, bike riding, softball, yoga, tai chi. The options are varied and many. If you've been inactive for some time, check with your doctor and start slowly, but give it a true, honest try. In 2 to 3 weeks, you will have developed a healthful habit, one that helps protect your independence. Later on during this reading, there will be a list of all the physical activities that are offered by the various senior activity centers. Or if you want to call Alice to get more information, she's available at 301-475-4200, extension 1063. And remember to be physically active and celebrate your independence all through the year. Topical, timely health presentations and blood pressure checks. Are you looking for up-to-date information on a variety of health topics? MedStar St. Mary's Hospital Health Connections visits the senior activity centers monthly to provide information on a variety of health topics. In July, the topic is diabetes, medications, and interactions. In August, the topic is coping with the challenges of aging, the loss of independence. You can stop by the senior center nearest you to learn the facts. Again, at the Garvey Senior Activity Center, someone from Health Connections will be there July the 11th and August the 8th, both dates at 11 a.m. They will be at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center Friday, July the 18th and August the 15th, at both dates at 9 a.m. And also at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Fridays, July the 11th and August the 8th at 1 o'clock p.m. Blood pressure checks are available after the presentations. Welcome to the Medicare Seminar. Happy birthday to those of you turning 65 this year and are ready to join the wonderful world of Medicare. In most cases, people new to Medicare often have questions about how Medicare works, prescription drugs, what is covered. If these are some of your concerns, you are invited to attend our Medicare seminar on Friday, July the 18th at the Northern Center in Charlotte Hall, or Friday, August the 15th at the Loughborough Center in Great Mills. On both days, the seminar is from 1 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. To pre-register or to find more information, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program. The Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program coupons will be available for distribution on Tuesday, July the 8th at 10 o'clock a.m. at the Garvey Senior Activity Center and the Governmental Center Complex in Leonardtown. Eligibility requirements are unknown at this time. Check the Senior Spotlight sections of the Enterprise and the County Times to learn more. There is line dancing at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Wednesday from 1:30 to 2:30, and it's a free class. So get in your exercise while having fun and learning some of the latest line dances. This group is looking for new participants. To learn more about the line dancing at the Garvey Center, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. There is going to be an ice cream social fundraiser at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Monday, July the 7th from 1 to 3 p.m. If you need to cool off this summer, take a break from the heat, and help raise funds for entertainment and special events at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. In celebration of the invention of the ice cream cone in July of 1904, the Garvey Senior Activity Center will serve ice cream in your choice of cone, waffle, sugar, or wafer. Cost per cone is $2. Also available will be ice cream sundaes for $3 and brownie sundaes for $4. New this year is a lower-fat option of low-fat frozen yogurt. For more information, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Hand and foot reflexology. This is going to be at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Mondays, July the 7th and July the 21st, and August the 11th. And the 25th, and you need to make an appointment. Appointments do start beginning at noon. And you can call to schedule an appointment at 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Reflexology is the systematic application of pressure techniques to the hands and feet. Through the application of pressure using specific thumb and finger techniques, reflexology connects with the peripheral nervous system and encourages the body to relax. Sarah Stain is a nationally board certified reflexologist. She has received wonderful feedback from her clients, such as, "My feet feel like pillows. My numbness in my feet is improving. I can feel my feet. My sugar levels are improving. I slept like a rock after my session." The cost of the session is $20 for a 30-minute session and $40 for an hour. Again, you can schedule an appointment at 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Living well and taking charge of your health. This is at the Garvey Senior Activity Center, Tuesdays, July the 8th through August the 12th, and the sessions are from 9:30 a.m. until noon. This program is an evidence-based chronic disease self-management workshop developed by Stanford University. The workshop is for any person who has one or more chronic conditions and who wants to learn to live more healthfully. It helps people learn everyday skills to manage chronic health symptoms and to get the most out of life. Caregivers of a person with a chronic condition are also invited to attend. In the Living Well, Take Charge of Your Health workshop, you will learn how to manage symptoms, how to communicate effectively with doctors, how to lessen frustration, how to fight fatigue, how to make daily tasks easier, and how to get more out of life. To ensure that you get the most out of this program, attendance is recommended for all six sessions. The registration is limited, so please sign up now by calling 301-475-4200, extension 1050. There is a book discussion group at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. This is on Wednesdays, July the 9th, and again on August the 13th. Both dates, it's at 10:30 a.m. In July, the group will discuss Life After Life, and this book is by Kate Atkinson. Every time Ursula Todd dies, she is born again. Each successive life is an iteration of the last, and we see how Ursula's choices affect her, those around her, and so boldly the fate of the 20th century world. In August, the group will discuss Keep Quiet, by Lisa Scatalon, who delivers an emotionally gripping and complex story about one man's split-second decision to protect his son and the devastating consequences that follow. To learn more about the book discussion group, call 301-475-4200, extension 1072. Tai Chi for Arthritis, the Extension Movements. This is at the Garvey Senior Activity Center beginning Mondays, July the 14th through August the 25th. And the class runs from 1:30 to 2:30. And a special note, there will be no class on August the 4th. Medical studies confirm Tai Chi for Arthritis relieves pain, reduces falls, and improves quality of life. This class is a continuation from Tai Chi for Arthritis, the core movements session. Students will learn new movements and learn how to incorporate the Tai Chi principles into practice. The prerequisite is that students must have taken Tai Chi for Arthritis, the core movements, for at least 1 6-week session prior to signing up for this course. To register for this class, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Cards for a Troop. This is at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. It's Tuesday, July the 15th. They were making Grandparents' Day cards, and then on Tuesday, August the 19th, Halloween cards. And both dates, it's at 1:30 p.m. And during the scheduled sessions, the group will make Grandparents' Day cards and Halloween cards for our troops stationed abroad to send home to their family and friends. All handmade cards will be donated to Cards for Soldiers, a nonprofit organization that provides homemade greeting cards to service members to send home to family while away from home. She signed to help out stamp and assemble cards called 301-475-4200 extension 1050. And you do not need to have any previous experience in order to take part in this very worthwhile activity. There will be a meditation workshop at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Wednesdays, July the 16th through the 20th. It starts at 9:45 and ends at 10:30 a.m. Join us for a six-week session on the power of meditation. Learn how this simple but powerful practice can improve overall wellness and health, including the following: a stronger immune system, enhanced attention, lower blood pressure, less anxiety and depression, lower blood sugar, improved sleep, better pain management, and decreased muscle tension. You'll learn of the scientific evidence that supports these claims, and you'll be given the tools you need to begin to practice on your own. During each session, we will have a discussion, a little movement, and breathing to prepare for meditation and a period of meditative practice. Let's take the mystery out of meditation and begin to enjoy the many benefits of this simple practice. This is appropriate for all individuals. The cost for the six-week session is $24 paid directly to Gail Wathen during the first session. Pre-registration is required, and you must contact the Garvey Senior Activity Center. The payment reserves your seat in the class. To learn more about the meditation workshop, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Hearing screenings will be at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Wednesday, July the 16th from 9:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Hearing screenings by appointment will be offered from 10 a.m. to noon by hearing professionals, doctors of audiology, personalized hearing care, and balance center. You can make an appointment for free screening by calling 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Each appointment takes approximately 15 minutes. July Hot Dog Celebration. Garvey Senior Activity Center, and it will be on Wednesday at the Garvey Center, July the 23rd at noon. In celebration of National Hot Dog Month, the Garvey Senior Activity Center will be grilling hot dogs. In addition to hot dogs, the lunch menu includes baked beans, coleslaw, fresh fruit salad, brownies, ice cream, milk, coffee, or tea. Lunch will be served at noon. The entertainment will be provided by Dave Norris at 12:45 p.m. So enjoy your favorite old-time country music and sign up in advance by calling 301-475-4200, extension 1050. There will be pickleball at the Leonard Hall Recreation Center. This is Wednesdays, August the 13th through October the 1st, and it's from noon until 2 o'clock p.m. Pickleball is the up-and-coming sport in the United States for older adults. The game has grown in popularity in St. Mary's County over the past year and a half and offers a great way to exercise while having fun. Equipment is available for use. The cost per player is $32 payable in advance at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. Advance sign-up is required. You can register early, and please do so because space is limited. To learn more and also to sign up, please call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. There is a brain eology class at the Garvey Senior Activity Center, and this is on Tuesdays, August the 19th through September the 23rd. It's from 11 o'clock until noon. Losing your memory or cognitive ability is a tremendous fear, but there is growing evidence that cognitive ability can be maintained or even improved to the end of your life. Brainology is designed to dispel the limiting myths of memory loss and aging, gives participants a better understanding of how their brain works. It gives participants the tools to incorporate brain fitness activities in their daily lives, and it creates open minds. More than 90% of participants report that they feel that they have more control over future memory loss after taking this program. Class size is limited, so please register early. To make your reservation, Call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. There will be jewelry with Sue. This is at the Garvey Senior Activity Center, Wednesdays, July the 23rd and the 30th. And it's at August the 6th. And all 3 days, it's at 1 o'clock p.m. Learn the popular jewelry making techniques of chainmail. Students will also be making a matching multi-strand necklace and bracelet set. The cost for this series is $15, payable to Sue Peters. All materials will be provided. Payment must be received in advance. To learn more or to sign up, please call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Making a miniature scrapbook. This is also at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Monday, August the 4th at 1 o'clock p.m. Learn basic scrapbooking techniques while creating a miniature scrapbook to capture a favorite memory. Perhaps you took a special trip over the summer, or maybe you want a small personalized album of your grandchildren. Participants are asked to bring 5 to 6 photos to include in the project. All other materials will be provided. The cost is $5 and it's payable to Sue Peters. Payment must be received in advance. Space and materials are limited, so please sign up early. To learn more or to sign up, please call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Following are some activities at the Law for Senior Activity Center. There's going to be an AARP Smart Driver course at the Law for Senior Activity Center on Wednesday, August the 6th, from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. A lot has changed since AARP Driver Safety first began as 55 Alive. The roads, technology, and drivers themselves have all changed in so many ways. This revised program now includes emphasis on roundabouts, pavement markings, stop sign compliance, red light running, and safety issues such as speeding, seatbelt, and turn signal use. The cost is $15 for AARP members, $25 for non-members, and it's payable to AARP on the day of the class. Pre-registration is required, so call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. There is line dancing at the Law for Senior Activity Center. This is on Fridays at 11 o'clock a.m., and this is a free class. Line dancing is a great way to improve your fitness. No partner is required for this style of dance, just a willingness to learn and a wish to have some fun. Learn a variety of line dances with a group of folks age 50 and over, exercising your mind and body while enjoying yourself. Before you know it, you will be shining on the dance floor at your next event. You can call 301-737-5670, extension 1658, to learn more information. There's table tennis at the Law for Senior Activity Center. This is on Thursdays at 2 p.m. This is a free activity. You can stop by the Law for Senior Activity Center on Thursday afternoons for a few games of table tennis. Depending on the number of folks who come, you could be playing singles or doubles. Make it happen. If you want to learn more, call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. There is Tai Chi for Arthritis 2 Refresher. It's at the Law for Senior Activity Center. The prerequisite is you must have completed Tai Chi 1 and 2. This class is going to be on August the 6th, August the 13th, August the 20th, and August the 27th. It's at 9 o'clock a.m. This is a free class. So is your Tai Chi a little rusty because you've gotten out of the habit of practicing, or because you've been such a long time since you've completed Tai Chi 2? If so, it's time to brush up on those movements and learn about applying essential principles to your Tai Chi. Take advantage of this opportunity in August and you will be able to take the Tai Chi 3 class, which will become available in late September. So get yourself signed up for this refresher course by calling 301-737-5670, extension 1658. Also, there will be Tai Chi for Arthritis 3 coming soon at the Law for Senior Activity Center. Right now it's planned for Wednesday, September the 24th through the 12th. It's 8 sessions. and it is free. The prerequisite is that you would have taken Tai Chi 1 and 2. If you've completed Tai Chi for arthritis 1 and 2, brush up on those skills, and you can do so by taking the refresher course that they're having in August that I just read. You can get ready for the next level. Tai Chi 3 has some really great moves, like leisurely Thai coat and repulse the monkey, plus a lot of familiar ones like brush knee, open and close, and single whip. Eligible individuals can call 301-737-5670, extension 1658 to sign up. Hand and Foot, also at the Loffler Senior Activity Center. This is on Mondays at 2 o'clock p.m. It is free. This is a card game similar to Canasta in which each player is dealt two sets of cards, the hand, which is played first, and the foot, which is played when the hand has been used up. It can be played with partners or individuals. The way we will play will be determined by how many people attend. If you are free on Monday afternoons, why not stop in and have some fun? You can get answers to your questions by calling 301-737-5670, extension 1658. Want to start something? This is at the Loffler Senior Activity Center, and times and dates are on your schedule. Some of the newest programs that are happening at the Loffler Senior Activity Center are Hand and Foot, Afternoon Pinochle, and Table Tennis. These programs came about because someone wanted to see them happen and came forth with their idea and the willingness to be the coordinator for it. Perhaps you have an art or craft you'd like to teach. Maybe you really love to play Scrabble and would like to play it regularly. If you're willing to be a point of contact for such a group and have the time to get it going, give Shelley a call at 301-737-5670, extension 1655. Following are some meals at the Loffler's Lunch Connection on Tuesday, July the 8th. It's open mic. You can enjoy some familiar old Greek brought to life by Coastline, formerly known as the Three Amigos. And the music is from 11:30 to 12:30. The menu consists of roast beef, mashed potatoes with gravy, roasted mixed vegetables, green beans, mandarin oranges, and a sourdough roll with butter and carrot cake. On Thursday, July the 24th, the Luau menu returns, and that is hula hula chicken, cabbage salad, cucumber salad, rice pilaf, fresh pineapple spear, and key lime pie, all prepared in-house, and tickets are required for this event. On Tuesday, August the 12th, Ben Connolly will entertain you with his blend of familiar music. On the menu is chicken salad on a bed of lettuce, pasta salad, pineapple chunks, marinated cucumber and tomato salad, croissant, and lemon bars. Thursday, August 28th, is a summertime meal with hot dogs on rolls, potato salad, coleslaw, grapes, and orange juice with brownies for dessert. Reservations are required for all of these centers, preferably 2 weeks in advance, and you can make a reservation by calling 301-737-5670, extension 1658. There's also an appreciation basket for the entertainers at all of these lunches and a 50-50 raffle at each lunch. Make centerpieces for our lunch connections at the Loffler Senior Activity Dinner Center on Thursday, July the 3rd from 10 a.m. It's Oh My Stars, and on Thursday, August the 7th at 10 a.m. it's Garden Variety. Every month we have two lunch connections at Loffler. We like to make the room pretty with simple centerpieces on the tables, and now we'll offer you a chance to get in on the fun of making it happen. Using mostly supplies on hand, we will be turning out about 15 centerpieces that will be simple but attractive and easy to make. Are you interested? If so, come to the demo kitchen at the appointed hour or call 301-737-5670, extension 1658 to learn more. There will be a midsummer celebration at the Loffler Senior Activity Center Wednesday, July the 16th, intergenerational from 12:30 to 2 p.m. The cost is $2 for adults over age 20. Children are free. hail the middle of summer at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center while partying with your grandkids. All of us can be children at heart on this day by enjoying some of the best things in life, like ice cream from Brewster's, singing and dancing with karaoke, and dabbling in arts and crafts. It's like Grandparents Day at school, only reversed. Your grandkids can see where you spend your days. Advance tickets will be required for each person over 2 years of age, but only adults over age 20 need to pay. Tickets are available at the front office at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center, and you can call 301-737-5670, extension 1658 for details. The Loughborough Luau will be at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center on Thursday, July the 24th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. A ticket is required and an $8 donation is suggested. The Loughborough Luau, one of our most memorable summer traditions, is coming up. For some, it is the most fun event of the year. Tickets are now on sale. You can dance to the music of your favorite DJ, Mean Gene, and enjoy a feast fit for a tropical island party. Wear your favorite tropical garb, and the Loughborough will provide the lay and bring your best party mood. A limited number of tickets are available on a first-come, first-served basis. You can stop by the receptionist desk at the Loughborough during regular hours to get your tickets. If you have any questions, call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. There will be afternoon pinochle at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center. This is the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month from 12 to 3 o'clock p.m. In addition to the pinochle that is played at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings, we now have afternoon sessions twice a month on Wednesdays. If you want to try it out, you can call 301-737-5670, extension 1658 for more information, or just come by on those days. Again, it's the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month from 12 to 3 p.m. Following are some activities at the Northern Senior Activity Center in Charlotte Hall, Maryland. The 8th annual photo contest deadline is Friday, August the 1st. Entries are being accepted now through August 1 for our annual photo contest celebrating living, love, and laughter. Contact the Northern Senior Activity Center for a full description of rules, categories, deadlines, and award dates. It is open to amateur photographers. Awards will be given in each category, as well as a Best Overall Award, which has the added distinction of being framed and displayed permanently on the Wall of Fame at the center. Photo enthusiasts are also encouraged to join the JPIG photo group led by Bill Sweet, who is the winner of the 2013 contest. There is intergenerational summer bingo on Fridays, July the 18th and August the 8th, 10 a.m., also at the Northern Senior Activity Center. To celebrate summertime and school breaks, we invite great grandkids, or grandkids, for an intergenerational bingo with their great grandparents or their grandparents. This is a wonderful time to bond by being together during the summer and having some fun, too. There will be prizes for all ages. The cost is $1.50 for two bingo cards, and refreshments will be available beforehand. There is a line dance bonanza also at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Wednesday, July the 23rd from 1 to 3 p.m. It's free. It's time for their annual line dance party, and this year's theme is country western, so attire is casual cowboy style. There will be a prize for the best dressed. There will be a DJ and instructor to break down a few dances for those who would like to learn new steps. Requests are welcome. We will follow up with a variety of songs that the regular line dancers dance to every Wednesday afternoon from 1 to 2:30 p.m. You can call 301-475-4002, extension 1001, no later than Tuesday, July the 22nd, to reserve your lunch. Also, at the Northern Senior Activity Center, there's a 50 Sock Hop and Antique Car Show. This is going to be on Friday, July the 25th, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can enjoy a fun time boogieing around the dance floor with 1950s sock hop music by your favorite DJ, Mean Gene. You won't want to miss out getting into the mix dancing with him and everyone else. There's plenty of time to view the selection of antique cars in the parking lot before or after lunch. An old-fashioned drive-in diner, cheeseburger lunch with fixings, coleslaw chips, watermelon, and soda will be served at noon. You can purchase your ticket before noon on Thursday, July the 24th, while they last at the Northern Senior Activity Center. The ticket cost is a suggested $8 donation, which will cover your meal, dancing, and car show. Door prizes and the lottery raffle will also be held. The Northern Senior Activity Center Council. The council has been busy with past events and planning. For the center grounds, the council purchased and installed no parking signs by the Memorial Garden and put in an outdoor patio thermometer for everyone to see from the back of the great room. Center attendees enjoy complimentary brunches in recognition of Mother's and Father's Day. Council fundraising efforts are ongoing for various center needs. They often host parties with many gifts, party favors, and entertainment supplied through their efforts. Fundraising. Decorative seasonal gift bags on sale at the front desk. Trips to Ocean Downs and Sunfest on September the 18th. And on October the 11th, there will be a trip to the National Apple Harvest Festival in Pennsylvania. And some upcoming events at the Northern Senior Activity Center. On July the 16th, there will be a country western hoedown party. September the 10th at 11 o'clock a.m., a cakewalk. October the 4th at 6:30 a.m., there's a yard sale. And on December the 5th, there will be a Christmas party. There's also a Hawaiian luau at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Monday, August the 4th. The time is 10:30 a.m. You can enjoy Hawaiian music and dancing and performance, especially for us by the Good Time Gals, Hawaiian dancers from Charles County. Dress in your best Hawaiian style, no flip-flops or bathing suits, please, or come as a beachcomber ready for hula hoops and a big pig roast out on the fire. Enjoy pork roast, mashed potatoes and gravy, honey glazed carrots, pineapple chunks, and blueberry pie for lunch. To reserve a seat and lunch, call 301-475-4002, extension 1001. You can sign up. You need to sign up no later than Friday, August the 1st. The cost of the lunch is a donation for those 60 and over, and for anybody under 60, it's $6. Joyful Painting. Beginning in July, there will be an open oil painting studio called Joyful Painting at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Starting on Friday, July the 11th, and running every other Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 3 p.m., artists will have a forum to practice oil painting techniques shown on DVDs of Bob Ross, America's well-known self-taught artist and instructor. Quick and easy strokes combined with personal touches will have you creating paintings to be proud of. Bring your oil paints, canvas, brushes, and cleanup supplies to begin a journey with fellow artists who have already started gathering. For more details on the joyful painting, you can call 301-475-4002, extension 1003. There will be a pitch card tournament on Monday, September the 8th at 12:30, again at the Northern Senior Activity Center. You can join fellow pitch players and sign up for another 5-week tournament at the Northern Senior Activity Center. On Monday, September the 8th at 12:30 p.m., the tournament resumes after a summer break. The cost is $10 per person to register, and the $10 goes towards cash prizes. You must be 50 years of age or older to play and registered with the Department of Aging and Human Services. The top winners are announced on October the 25th after the final game is played. Bump money is randomly won with raffle tickets and a special booby prize for the person with the lowest score. Sign up and payment are due by Thursday, September the 4th, while space is available. You can call 301-475-4002, extension 1001, for more game details. There will be beginning scrapbooking in September at the Northern Senior Activity Center. This new scrapbook class is starting as an introduction to scrapbooking. In this class, the format will be an 8x8 book using kits designed by the instructor. Kits will reflect various subjects and will need to be purchased at the class. The cost for the kit is $5. The first class is scheduled for Tuesday, September the 16th at 9 a.m., and you need to sign up by Friday, September the 12th by calling the center's front desk at 301-475-4002, extension 1001. At the Northern Center, there's a breakfast cafe at 9 o'clock, and this is on Wednesday, July the 9th. They're going to have bacon and eggs on English muffins, potato cakes, and fruit. On Wednesday, August the 13th, the breakfast cafe consists of sausage, gravy on toast, home fries, and pastry. Also, they have lunches. On Friday, July the 18th, there's a crab cake sandwich, potato chips, squash casserole, peach cobbler with vanilla ice cream, fruit juice, and milk. And lunch again on Friday, August the 22nd, it's pizza with a tossed salad, summer fruit, apple juice, and milk. You can bicycle on the three-notch trail. Regular bikes and a terra trike recumbent bike are available on a daily basis at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Get going and enjoy the great outdoors. Stop at the front desk to check out a bike and hit the trail. You can see the staff for orientation on riding the bike trike. Staying Young with Yoga. The first class of this is free, and this, again, it's at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Gail Watson is RYT, a yoga instructor at the Northern Senior Activity Center in Charlotte Hall. The first class is free, and it's open to all members 50 years and older. It's in, on Mondays at 9 o'clock a.m. and every other Friday at 8 a.m. Yoga has many qualities and virtues, not to mention that it can help reverse the aging process naturally. Indulge yourself with an opportunity to achieve inner peace, self-healing, and improve your flexibility and health. After your first class, you can purchase a fitness card for $30, and the $30 is good for 10 more classes. Also, at the Northern Senior Activity Center, they're just forming a hospice support group, and they will meet on the third Friday of the month at 12:30 p.m. in the social room. Living Well with Chronic Conditions. This is at the Northern Senior Activity Center, Monday, July the 14th through August the 18th. It's six sessions. It's 12:30 until 3 p.m. Start doing something wonderful for yourself. Improve your life while dealing with a chronic health condition. This is an evidence-based program that was developed by Stanford University to help people with chronic conditions take charge of their lives by developing self-management skills, including dealing with depression and fatigue, pain management, working with healthcare providers, and more. The St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services and Health Connections has been offering this program for over the past 5 years. Recent developments have been implemented that make this workshop even more effective. If you have a chronic condition and are serious about improving the way you feel, this is for you. There is no charge for taking this class, but a commitment to regular attendance is encouraged. Raise Your Voice in Song. This is at the Loffler Senior Activity Center, Monday or Tuesday, and the days are to be determined. It will be from 2 to 3 o'clock p.m. on whatever day is decided. It's a six-week class, and it's $25 per person for the 6 weeks. So choir lessons are on the way. With 15 interested folks, Dr. Robert L. Jefferson, who teaches piano lessons at Loffler, will start choir lessons. Raising your voice in song might help you feel better, sing better, and have some fun while doing so. The $25 fee is to be paid directly to the instructor on the first day of class. So to sign up for this class, you can call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. There is a Join Al Photo Interest Group, or call JPIG. You can come together in a forum with other photo fans to discuss the world of photography in an informal setting. A facilitator will guide the conversation and look for topics that are important and relevant to members. There is no charge to join. Show and tell will be encouraged for art appreciation. The group will begin meeting soon at the Northern Senior Activity Center. Sessions will likely be midweek, late mornings for 1 to 2 hours, depending on the topic and the attendance. To find out information on this photo group, you can call the Northern Senior Activity Center at 301-475-4002, extension 1002. The Northern Senior Activity Center welcomes new book club members. Membership is open to 2 different book clubs. The Page Turners Book Club is a structured meeting with questions to review while reading the book in preparation for discussion at the next meeting. The Book Chatter Book Club offers a relaxed atmosphere that reviews everyone's take on the book and sometimes meets outside of the center. Pre-selected books are chosen by members of both clubs. However, they are different books. The Page Turners meet the fourth Monday of the month at 1 o'clock p.m., while the Book Chatter group meets on the fourth Thursday of the month at 11 a.m. To learn more about both clubs or to join, please call 301-475-4002, extension 1003. Following are some trips and tours sponsored by the Department of Aging. There will be a trip to the Infinity Theater in Annapolis on Thursday, July the 31st to see I Do, I Do. Travel to Infinity Theater in Annapolis for lunch at the Broadneck Grill, and it's followed by a musical about marriage. The story begins as Michael and Agnes discover the joys and fears of their wedding day and wedding night, and swiftly travel with them through 50 years of marriage. I Do, I Do is a delightful musical, led by two powerhouse performers exploring 50 years of love and change as they display life in its most concentrated form, marriage. The cost of this trip is $90, includes travel on a motor coach, bus, lunch at Broadneck Grill, a full-length professional musical, all gratuities including tip for the bus driver, as well as snack and water on the return trip, if included. The bus will depart at the Loffler Center at 9:30, at Garvey at 10, and at the Northern Center at 10:30 a.m. Your spot is reserved when you have made full payment, which you can do at any of the senior activity centers in the county, or you can do it by mail. To learn more about this trip to Annapolis, call Brandy at 301-475-4200, extension 1062. This is an article on the Retiring Senior Volunteer Program, and it was written by Noreen Rowe, who is the RSVP Project Manager. Celebrating Freedom and Independence. When we think about independence, freedom often comes to mind, and summer seems to epitomize the season of freedom. In summer, we shed our bulky winter clothes and take a break from work, chores, and the routines of life. We plan vacations, we go to the beach, we cook, kick off our shoes, and walk barefoot in the sand. Some of us enjoy swimming, leaving behind the gravity of this world as we enter a lighter, watery realm. I especially enjoy floating on my back in the water while gazing up at a bright blue sky full of puffy white clouds. I also enjoy plopping down in my favorite lawn chair with a tall, cool glass of iced tea and a great book to read, where I can get lost in the story and enter another world. Surely summer, with its sunny days and carefree ways, represents the season of freedom and independence. Summer offers us a chance to recharge our batteries, refresh ourselves, and to regroup. We may take time to get together with friends for a cookout or a crab feast, to enjoy corn on the cob and watermelon. We might pick fresh vegetables to make a garden salad or stretch out in the hammock for an afternoon nap in the shade. How about a friendly game of cards under the cooling breeze of a fan or tossing a frisbee with a friend in the front yard? Summer is the season for releasing ourselves from long lists of tasks and goals. Summer is the season for simplicity, when we can leave behind the insistent slogan of just do it and to just take time to just be. Summer releases us from the tyranny of to-do lists. Beyond simply relaxing, enjoying a break from life's daily demands, many of us need a renewing of our hearts, minds, and souls. Whether we're hitting the open road with the wind in our hair or sitting on our front porch enjoying an evening breeze, summer offers us opportunities to retire from the busyness of our lives, refreshing ourselves, and return ready for more adventures in life, work, and volunteering. You can return from summer vacation and be ready to volunteer. Once you've enjoyed your summer break, RSVP has many opportunities to help you resume your commitment to community service. We invite you to explore some of our ongoing volunteer opportunities listed below or new opportunities on the horizon. Also, why not invite a family member or a friend to join? The more who serve, the more we can help others and our community. The Department of Aging and Human Services sponsors a large-scale community health fair each year. The event features local health programs, services, and resources, and offers flu shots and health screenings. Many volunteers are needed to support this event, including volunteers to staff screening stations and to greet indirect visitors. Volunteers can either serve a 4-hour or 8-hour shift. A training information session is offered several weeks prior to the event. If you would be interested in volunteering for this health fair and to help your community stay strong and healthy, please give RSVP a call. And RSVP can be contacted by calling 301-737-5670, extension 1653. Also, senior riding volunteers, they use their own vehicles to transport homebound persons to healthcare appointments and medical procedures. This is a flexible opportunity based on your schedule and availability. Training and mileage reimbursement are provided. Background and MVA checks are required. If you have a heart to serve those that can no longer drive, give us a call. Meals on Wheels volunteers deliver hot, nutritious meals for older adults in their homes at lunchtime. Volunteers can serve once a week or once per month. This is a very fulfilling, rewarding opportunity. Also, volunteers are needed to help a community that shares. This is ACTS, A-C-T-S, provide free medical equipment to persons in need. Friendly visitation volunteers are needed at Charlotte Hall Veterans Home. Hospice needs volunteers to provide respite care to patients and family members and to prepare meals for residents of hospice health. Senior Vibes, a friendly and casual music group, is seeking volunteers who enjoy singing or playing instruments to perform for residents of Charlotte Hall Veterans Home and local senior communities. If you would like to join any of these groups, you can call Noreen at 301-737-5670, extension 1658, or you can email her at Noreen, N-O-R-I-N-E dot Rowe, R-O-W-E, at stmarysmaryland.com. And again, the health fair that I mentioned is on Friday, October the 24th, from 8:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m., and it's going to be held at the Southern Maryland Higher Education Center at 44219 Airport Road in California, Maryland. Some of the things available are health screenings that include skin cancer, hearing, height and weight, oral cancer, blood pressure, and bone density. There will be flu shots. Medicare holders should bring their cards, and there's a $20 payment for those not eligible for Medicare. And there will be over 70 exhibitors with the latest health and wellness news and information and products. And for more information on the health fair, call 301-475-4200, extension 1073. Following are some craft classes at the various centers. At the Garvey Senior Activity Center, there's a beginner and intermediate quilting. The instructor is Louise Park. It's the first and third Fridays of the month at 9:30 a.m., and the cost of this class is for your supplies only. Also at the Garvey Center are cards for the troop. The instructor is Susan Peters. It's at 1:30 p.m. It's free, but you need to call the Garvey Center at 301-475-4200 at 1050 to find out what days Cards for the Troops session meets. Following are several crafts at the Loughborough Senior Activity Center in Great Mills. Needle Crafters. Instructors Lillian Jarbo. It's on Mondays and Thursdays from 10 to 11:30 a.m. It's free. Decorating Committee Instructor Shelly Graziano, first and third Mondays of the month, 2 p.m., it's free. Applique Tutor, the instructor is Kit Spaulding on Mondays, the time is 1 p.m., and that is free. The art guild that meets on Tuesdays, unfortunately this is full. There is an art class on Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon. The cost is for supplies only. The Honeybee Quilters, instructor is Jan Goings. It's the first and third Wednesdays of the month, 10 a.m. to noon. That is free. Needle and Thread, this is a self-directed class. It meets on Thursdays from 9 a.m. to noon. It's free. Project Linus, the instructor is Debbie Rumpel. Third Friday of the month, 10 a.m. It's free. There's Wood Carving by W&M Brown. It's on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. The cost is for supplies only. And there's Formaline Cards. The instructor is Linda Wright. It's on Mondays at 1 p.m. The cost is $4. Following are some activities at the Northern Senior Activity Center in Charlotte Hall. Simply Crafted, a self-directed class. It's daily. The time is open and it's free. Whimsy Works Pottery. Instructor is Pam King. It's the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month, 11 o'clock a.m. There's a fee for that class. Scrapbooking Marathon, the instructor is Barbara Sterling and Linda Brock. It's the third Thursday of the month, 9:30 a.m. and free. Quilting, the instructor is Gina Alexander, the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month at 12:30 p.m. That's free. Dynamic Ceramics, that's the instructor is Nancy Norris, from Wednesdays, 9 a.m. to noon. There's a fee for that class. Open Pottery Studio. This is a self-directed class. It meets on Fridays at 9 a.m. It's free. And the Northern Stars Theater Group, the instructor is Ren Williams. It meets on the fourth Friday of the month at 1 o'clock p.m., and that is free. Following are some ongoing social events at the Northern Senior Activity Center in Charlotte Hall. There's Bring Your Buddy Billiards. That's Mondays and Tuesdays, it's before 11 a.m. Wednesdays, it's before 1 p.m. And Thursdays, it's after 3 p.m. That is free. Hand and Foot, the fourth Tuesday of the month, 12:30 p.m. That's free. OHEC, Tuesdays and Fridays, 9:30 a.m. That is free. Double Pinochle, on Tuesdays, it's at 11 o'clock a.m. And on Fridays, it's at noon. And that's free. And the Breakfast Cafe, we've already mention that. That's at 9 a.m. in the morning. That's a $2 cost for that. Western Mahjong is on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. That's free. Eastern Mahjong on Thursdays, 1 p.m. free. Bridge on Thursdays at 10 a.m. That is free. And Bingo on Fridays at 10 a.m. And that's $1.50 for that. Following are some ongoing social events at the Garvey Senior Center. There's Bingo the first and third Mondays of the month at 10 a.m. to noon, and the cost varies from $1 to $3. Bring Your Buddy Billiards, Mondays and Tuesdays, that's before 11 a.m., Wednesdays, it's before 1 p.m., and Thursdays, it's after 3 p.m. There's Pitch, that's played Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to noon, that's free. Senior Vibes, the first Tuesday of the month, 9:30 until 11:30 a.m., that's free. Pochino, the third Wednesday of the month, 10:30 a.m., and that's for pennies. And the Bridge Club meets on Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that is free. However, you need to call for information on the Bridge Club, and you can do so by calling 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Following are some ongoing social events at the Lawful Senior Activity Center in Great Mills. There is Pinochle. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. That's free. Tikanasta and the Pitch Club meet on Tuesdays from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's free. Contract Bridge on Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to noon. That is free. Bingo is on Tuesdays, except for the second Tuesday of the month. And on Tuesdays, it's at 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. And on May the 14th and June the 11th, it's at 10:30 a.m. And the cost varies from $1 to $3. There's PM Pinochle. It's the second and fourth Wednesday of the month. It's at noon. It's free. Canasta, also the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month, 1 to 4 p.m. That's free. There are puzzles available on a daily basis from 9 to noon. Polish Poker and Pitch on Wednesdays, 10 a.m. That's free. Hand and Foot on Mondays, 2 p.m., and that is also free. following are some ongoing physical activities that are held at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. There's fitness equipment daily from 8 a.m. to 5. That's free. Wii Sports from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's free, but you need to call for availability, and you can call about the Wii Sports. Just call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Low impact aerobics on Mondays, 8:30 a.m. until 9:30 a.m. You need a fitness card for this class. Men's strength training on Mondays and Thursdays, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. You need a fitness card. Enhanced fitness Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:45 until 11:45 a.m. You need a fitness card. Open table tennis on Tuesdays, except for the first Tuesday, and it's 10 a.m. till noon. On Thursdays, it's at 2:15 p.m., and that's free. The Arthritis Foundation exercise Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 to 9:30, free. Yoga for everyone Tuesdays and Fridays from 1:05 to 2:05. You need a fitness card for that. Line dancing on Wednesdays, 1:30 until 2:30 p.m., there is free. Clogging on Wednesdays, 2:30 to 3:30 p.m., that is free. Exercise for Parkinson's, that's on Thursdays, 1:15 to 2 p.m., that's free. Zumba on Thursdays, 10:45 to 11:45 a.m., you need a fitness card for that. And video aerobics is on Fridays from 8:30 to 9:30, and that is free. Following are some senior, some physical activities at the Lawful Senior Activity Center in Great Mills. There's fitness equipment available on a daily basis from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is free. Wii Sports daily, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's free. Zumba on Mondays at 12 o'clock noon. There's a you need your fitness card for that one. The Walking Club, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. That's free. Arthritis Foundation, Mondays and Fridays, 1 to 2 p.m. Free. Enhanced Fitness is held Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. and on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. You need a fitness card for those. Strength Training Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10:11 to 11 a.m. You need a fitness card for that. Yoga Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11. You need a fitness card. Core and Abs class on Wednesdays, 2 to 3 p.m. You need a fitness card for that. Line dancing on Fridays at 11 a.m. That's free. Bocce is the second and fourth Thursday of the month. That's at 9 a.m. and that is free. Table tennis on Thursdays, 2 p.m. and that is free. Following are some ongoing physical activities at the Northern Senior Activity Center in Charlotte Hall. There's fitness equipment available on a daily basis from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's free. Wii Sports on a daily basis from noon to 5 p.m. That is free. Walking on Three Nights Trail a daily basis, anytime, that's free. Regulation horseshoes, anytime, that is free. Yoga for everyone, Mondays and Fridays. On Mondays, it's 9:30 a.m. On Fridays, it's 8 a.m. You need a fitness card for those classes. Total body strength, Mondays, 2 to 3 p.m. It's on Mondays, it's from 2:30 p.m. And on Fridays, it's also from 2 to 3 p.m. You need a fitness card for that. Zumba on Tuesdays, 10 to 11 a.m. You need a fitness card. Arthritis Foundation exercise on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 10:45 a.m. That is free. Enhanced Fitness, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. It's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's at 9 a.m., and on Saturdays, it's 10 a.m. You need a fitness card for that also. Line dancing on Wednesdays, 1 to 2:30 p.m., that's free. Regular bike riding on a daily basis at any time, it's free, of course. And yes, cycling, and you need to call about that to make an appointment and see what the scheduled times are. And you can call the Northern Senior Activity Center at 301-475-4002, extension 1001. And some ongoing educational classes. And these first two are at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. There's coin appraisals by John Hankla, the first Tuesday of the month from 9 a.m. to noon. It's free. And book discussion by Kathy Mather, second Wednesday of the month, 10 a.m., and that's free. At the Lawful Senior Activity Center, there's current events. The instructor is David Sports on Mondays at 10 a.m. That is free. Scripture study, the instructor is Solomon Olamis on the second and fourth Fridays of the month, 10 a.m. That's free. Computer tutor, there's a volunteer instructor for that. That's daily, and that's by appointment only, but it's free. And to find out more about the computer tutor, you can call the Loffler at 301-737-5670, extension 1658. Now, at the Northern Senior Activity Center, there's the Page Turner's Book Club. The instructor is Gloria Fusco on the fourth Monday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. That's free. Lyme Disease Support and Discretion Group, the instructor is Marie Noel Latour. That's quarterly on Thursday, so it's on a quarterly basis on a Thursday. It's 1 o'clock p.m. That's free. And then Book Chatter, the instructor is Joyce Summers. That's on the fourth Thursday of the month, and that's at 11 o'clock a.m., and that is free. So learning is forever. So get ready, go set, go to your local senior activity center to pick up your fall 2014 Life Booklet of Tour Offerings. Booklets will be available mid-July. Registration begins August the 11th. Registration is on a first-come, first-served basis, either through the mail or walk-in at the senior activity centers. Register early. Many exciting, interesting, and educational events are planned, including trips to the Museum of Natural History, the National Cathedral, Chesapeake Lighthouses, the Spy Museum and Museum, the Naval Air Museum, St. Mary's County Emergency Control Center, and many more. Be sure to pick up your booklet soon, as they are not mailed. Booklets are also available online at www.stmarysmaryland.com/aging, or you can call Alice at 301-475-4200, extension 1063, if you have any questions. And remember, learning is forever. Also, we need volunteers to read the newsletter. If you're interested in volunteering, you can call 301-475-4200, extension 1073, and they always need new volunteers. And following are some offices under the St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services. The director here, of course, is Lori Jennings Harris. Senior Information and Assistance, that office provides important updated information as it relates to senior services, benefits, and programs, and you can call Jay Barker at 301-475-4200, extension 1064, or Melissa Meatyard at 301-475-4002, extension 1004. Also, Home and Community-Based Services, this is six programs providing the following services: guardianships for individuals age 65 and over, Medicaid waiver for older health program, long-term care, senior care program, respite assistance, and caregiver support. To get more information, you can call Rebecca Kessler at 301-475-4200, extension 1061. Also, as you know, we have three county senior activity centers where adults age 50 and over who are independent and active can participate in activities. If you'd like to have more information on the centers, call Alice Allen at 301-475-4200, extension 1063. Also, Meals on Wheels. This is a service for seniors 60 and over who are homebound and have a moderate to severe disability, which prevents them from shopping or cooking for themselves, and they have no one to prepare their meals. For more information on Meals on Wheels, call Bridget Maddox at 301-475-4200, extension 1060. Also, the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, that is for persons 65 years of age or older. It gives them an opportunity to thank their time, talents, and enthusiasm and expertise in the local community. For more information on the RSVP program, call 301-737-5670, extension 1653. Senior Rise Program, this connects individuals who meet certain criteria and need transportation to important events and appointments with pre-screened, trained, and volunteer drivers You can call 301-475-4200, extension 1066 for more information on Senior Rides. And the community programs and outreach. This is communicates timely and topical information to the senior community through the newsletter, website updates, and local and statewide events and local media. For more information, call 301-475-4200, extension 1073. And finally, Human Services. The areas of responsibility of the Division of Human Services include services provided to citizens with mental health needs, substance abuse treatment and prevention, options including outpatient and residential options, supported services for children and youth, and social, educational, and recreational activities to children and families. This division facilitates an integrated network of services to improve conditions for people in need. It also brings together local agencies, providers, consumers of services, other public and private entities, and other community representatives in order to empower local stakeholders in addressing the needs of and setting priorities for St. Mary's County. This concludes the reading of the July-August 2014 New Beginnings.